Our next guest today appeared earlier today at the USF. They hosted civil rights leader Jesse Jackson for a community conversation. It's all part of USF's African American History Celebration. The event included a one-on-one interview with the Reverend and Dr. Charles B. Jones, Sr., a former speechwriter, attorney, and advisor to Martin Luther King, Jr. Joining us right now, and we're very honored to have him, Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend, how are you?
Good to hear your voice, my friend.
All right. We sure appreciate you doing this. How did it go today? It sounded like a very
nice
event.
Well, very well. You know, there's a lot of electricity in the audience that's USF. I mean, there's a sense in which people are anxious, even frightened by what has happened in Washington, but people are in the mood to fight back and not retreat, and that's the good news.
Yeah.
My concern is that we learn to, when trouble arises, turn to each other, not on each other. And we may do this.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was a great turnout for this event today.
Well, it was a great turnout, and it was a great multicultural audience. You know, one of my concerns is while we appreciate it's Black History Month, and we appreciate affirming ourselves and our history, but in the context of a lot of African Americans had a tremendous experience here, negative for the most part, very hostile. The Chinese Exclusion Act, that's a big deal. The Japanese internment camp,
yeah.
The immigrants coming across the border, the refugees fleeing the war zones, and yet here we come as refugees, as immigrants, and ex-slaves learning how to live together. The extent to which we master that, we'll all be better off.
I definitely, of course, want to talk about what's going on in Washington now, but before that, can you give us a little history on how you hooked up with the Reverend Martin Luther King and all those things that happened?
Well, actually, I went to jail in 1960. Trying to use a public library. That was the height of his work, which began in 1955. And I was working with CORE and Jim Palmer, NAACP, and Roy Wilkins while I was in school. Dr. King was kind of the spiritual leader of us all. And I began working with him in Selma in 1965. He came to Chicago in 1966 and gave me a national assignment. I was with him until he was killed, April 4th, 1968. Worked with him, traveled with him, learned a lot from him, inspired by him, even to this day.
Sure.
When I make certain moves, he has remained in my mind, my frame of reference.
You were actually at the Lorraine Hotel that day.
We were in conversation. I was coming across the courtyard, but we were in conversation when he was shot April 4th, 1968.
Well, now it's 2017. Things are going pretty damn crazy. I just want to get your take in general on where we're headed here.
Well, it's a topsy-turvy season in the sense that the winner lost and the loser won. And that's a great concern. That Hillary got 3 million more votes than they used this outdated technical term called the Electoral College, which is rooted in slavery. That doesn't make sense,
really. Yeah.
And then the Russian hacking factor, the FBI involvement, and then the lack of counting, suppressing the Black vote in North Carolina and in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, and in Milwaukee, and in Detroit. So it was a kind of divisive season with Trump calling so many people's names and the like, name-calling. And then a rather corrupted election process. And so based upon that, he won the election, but not with moral authority. And the moves he's making is running America into some real isolation positions.
Yeah.
We attack the Mexicans, our next-door neighbors, the key to North, the key to South America. Two-thirds of this hemisphere is North and South America. He challenges the NATO and makes our European allies unsettled in Europe. He talks about the one-China policy, threatening the relationship between China and Taiwan, and the women in our own country. So he is on the attack and putting some people in positions, told them not qualified for their jobs, divorced over education, never been to a public school in their life.
Yeah.
That's a bad decision. Sessions over the Department of Justice, who is radically anti-Voting Rights Act. So We're into a difficult season, but I say to people all the time, it's dark with the morning cometh. And just because the water's deep does not mean you'll drown. Deep water doesn't drown you. You drown when you stop kicking. We can't stop kicking. We can't give up.
Yeah. They probably asked you this on the panel today, but what's next for the Reverend Jesse Jackson?
I think what's next is that we look at, in 24 months, the entire Congress is up for election. The Senate is up for election. But right now we're focusing out on Silicon Valley. Training, we've got 1,000 churches teaching our children apps and codes and how to advance in the technology world, yet with some moral grounding. Because Silicon Valley is not just technology, it's also lawyers, ad agencies, marketing, common workers, employees, contracts. And so this is the industry of the future. And we have a right to be in it at every level, vertically and horizontally, and we will do that. So I continue to work. I'm finding fulfillment in my work.
Well, I sure appreciate talking to you, and have a great stay here in the Bay Area. And thanks again, Reverend.
Steve, keep hope alive.
All right. Thank you. You too. And he does.